for me, it's that balance, isn't it? You know, let's do some little things, something that's, you know, achievable. I'm not going to ask you to make your own hummus every day, but something that's achievable that you can do, rather than say the risk is that you aren't going to be able to do that thing that you love.
You are listening to Your Dream Business Podcast, episode 230. You are listening to Your Dream Business Podcast, and I am your host, Teresa Heath-Waring. If you are a business owner who is striving to build a business and a life that you dream of on your own terms and doing something that you love, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I will share with you business, marketing, and mindset tools and strategies that I have used to start and grow my own dream business, as well as the dream businesses of hundreds of business owners from around the world. So if you're ready, let's get started. Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast. How are things? Things with me are somewhat busy at the moment. I was trying to explain to my husband the other day that some of the things we've got going on at the moment, some of the projects are like the equivalent of getting married, getting divorced, starting a job, leaving a job, moving house. Like, for some unknown reason, I chose the same time to re-record or record a section of the pathway that isn't done, move from one email system to another, launch my book, rebrand, create a new website, do a brand new quiz, which is coming out very soon, hopefully. What else is on the list? Oh, do a launch strategy, review some processes. Seriously, I don't know what I was thinking. Do not know what I was thinking. So what's happening with the podcast at the moment is I'm pretty much doing it on the fly, which I hate doing. And I hate doing it for a few reasons. One, like, I don't like the fact that we're not more ahead and more organized than two for the team, because obviously they've got their stuff to do and I'm doing it kind of fairly last minute. But the reason I'm doing it fairly last minute is because I've got so many new things coming up, and it's literally like it could happen tomorrow, it could happen next week, I'm not entirely sure, that I don't want to record episodes of the podcast or do my content so far ahead that I miss telling you these things. So if they're a bit rough and ready for the next couple of weeks, please bear with me. Also, I want to ask a favour, a couple of favours actually, while I'm sat here. First one, if you haven't yet given me a review on iTunes or Spotify, I would absolutely love it if you could. I'd be very, very grateful. If you know someone that might be interested, please go ahead and share it. And also, I'm asking a lot this morning, also, what do you want to hear me talk about? Like, is there anything particular? If there is, come and DM me, come and drop me an email at hello@teresaheathwaring.com. However you want, just come and give me a shout and go, do you know what would be really helpful if you could do an episode on this? Because while I'm kind of doing it by the seat of my pants, I can then plan going forward what we'll talk about. Okay, today is a bit of a different one actually, but I'm really excited about it. It's an interview with the very lovely Wendy Hill. Now, Wendy is a nutritionist. She is my nutritionist. I have been working with Wendy for some time. I'm just going to find her actual bio. And basically, we have a really honest conversation about how you've got to look after yourself, how very important it is that as a business owner and a small business owner, you are your business. If you go down, your business goes down. And I didn't realize this for a very, very long time, or maybe I did and I just chose to ignore it. So I've been working with Wendy for quite some time and she is just amazing at this stuff. Very practical, but also very realistic. Like, Wendy knows I love a gin or a fizz or a wine or all of the above, and therefore isn't going to say to me, you can't drink, Teresa. Like, she's really realistic. So Wendy is the owner of Hillstart Nutrition, Health and Wellness. As a naturopathic nutritional therapist and as a female hormone health, sorry, an expert in female hormone health, Wendy supports women through premenopause, menopause and beyond in her fabulous and female membership and works in group programs and one-to-one. So like I said, I do one-to-one work with her, but I'm also in her membership as well. And it's awesome. So if you are a male listening to this and you heard the words female hormone health or menopause and you thought, oh, check out now, thanks. Please don't, because some of the stuff that Wendy talks about is generally about health and some of the things that we can do in order to perform better and not have all that brain fog and not wake up feeling like we've not slept. So like I said, it's a fairly honest one. I obviously talk about me and my journey with her, but I really hope it helps. So I will go straight to the interview. I hope you enjoy it and let me know what you think. So I am very excited today to welcome to the podcast the very lovely and very dear friend, Wendy Hill. Wendy, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Teresa. I'm really excited about today, to be honest.
I'm excited about today. We've been threatening, that sounds like it's a bad thing. It's not. We've been threatening to have you on for some time.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the universe, us, terrible planning, it just hasn't come to fruition until now. But I am really excited that we've got you on and you can talk to my audience, because boy, have you got a lot of good stuff to say. So this is a little bit different. And obviously I've done the intro to this, so I should have already given you a bit of a heads up as to how different this is. So let's dive in. Wendy, as always, start by telling my audience who you are and how you got to do what you're doing today.
Thank you. So I'm Wendy. My company is Hillstart Nutrition Health and Wellness, and I am a female hormone expert, so a naturopathic nutritionist, and particularly perimenopause is where I kind of sit in that kind of whole kind of hormone, female hormone health. This is a fairly new career to me. So I started retraining. I'm just 50 now, and I started to retrain at 45. I spent 27 years in the building trade, just a little bit different to this.
Very similar. Yeah,
totally. And when I was lucky enough, I suppose lucky enough to have the opportunity to retrain, to leave that kind of industry. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but knew food had to be something to do with it. And I always knew that food did more than, you know, I love food. I'm a huge foodie, but I always knew that there was something deeper. I did a nutrition and weight management course, which was quite interesting, but wasn't anywhere near what I wanted. And then I discovered the College of Naturopathic Medicine and enrolled on a 3-year diploma, which was so hard. I had no idea what I was letting myself in for. I had to do a biomed foundation, and I didn't even do biology at school. It was a whole new language and learning to learn again. You know, I left school with a couple of A levels, just about. So actually going back into that learning was really difficult, but I've loved it. And then decided to really specialize. So I suppose niche is what we would call it in the marketing world, but decided to really specialize. I could have just stayed a generalist, but female health called me. I'm at that age, so it's obviously very sort of personal to me, but I just love when I work with women. I've worked with quite a lot of women, and I just love it when you can really see tangible results from sometimes some very small changes. But just, it's a real scary time, perimenopause is. And I think just having someone who listens to you and understands it can be half the battle. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that is, you know, where I sort of sit in that place, is being really real, really honest and approachable.
Yes, absolutely. And like, so the reason I wanted Wendy on today was a couple of things. One, I've worked with Wendy, so I am her client, and we have many stories. You know, I'm an oversharer. two, we often forget to look after ourselves, and we are business owners. And if we don't work, our businesses don't. So if something is not right with us, then, you know, then that's it. Business is compromised. And then three, Wendy has been in my world and been in the membership for some time and is just ace at what she does. And I am super passionate about, you know, all my members as we talk about. But, you know, when you look at someone and think, geez, more people need to know about you, more people need to know you exist. I did joke with Wendy that everyone's getting vouchers for Wendy instead of birthdays and Christmas presents, because they all need a Wendy in their life. So let's talk just briefly then about the fact of how we even get to, one thing I want to say as well quickly, if you are a male listening to this, or or you are not perimenopausal or don't think you are, then you are absolutely still going to get stuff from this. Obviously, we are going to talk about things that, you know, will lean towards all of that, that you may or may not, you know, want to hear, but I'm positive you're going to get good stuff from it. So let's talk about typically how you deal with people who run their own businesses, what you find about them. You can use me as an example in terms of like how that is,
never do that.
Yeah, how that is impacting on, and I want to get really real, like how that physically impacts on their business and the success of their business.
Totally. I love this, because this is why I wanted to come on the podcast as well. And, you know, and I love it when I can get into groups and do talks and things, because when people come to see me, and typically I think because I've been a business owner my whole life, so I get it, you know, I'm not going to ask you to do things that don't fit in, you know, with you, the life that you're going to lead. It's just not practical. So typically when people come to see me, that, you know, they're really struggling, you know, they're finding life really difficult. And so as business owners, we love what we do, don't we? We don't do it because we have to. We do it because we want to. We've chosen this. And yes, it's hard, but we love it. And so it's a very difficult balance because we want the business to succeed. You know, many people who have their own businesses also have a full-time job as well, because they're either, you know, it's a side hustle, or they hope it to one day be their main business. So they're working. Generally, when I see people who are business owners or successful business people, they're working harder than anybody else that you would see. And I mean that with the greatest respect, but they are, and they want to do that. Mm. And the struggle that I have is when by the time they generally come to see me, they've got to that point of exhaustion, yeah, or they've got that point where they don't know where else to go. So to be able to be on a podcast like this and say, is these the signs of these what you're seeing? And to be able to do something beforehand, because yeah, you love your job, you love what you do. So if I can help you do that better and for longer, that's what we're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than you coming to me and being just totally washed out and me going, okay, right, well, you know, we need to rein this in. And you're like, well, I don't want to. And this is the hard part, because you love it. So your default is going to be to work. Mm. Your default isn't going to be to spend half an hour having lunch and then going for a nice walk afterwards and, yeah, you know, spending some extra time for breakfast and stuff. It's get up, get to work because I love it, and work, yeah, for as long as I possibly can before I eat, because that's what I want to do. And I love my job, so I see that. You know, my husband comes home and goes, you're always working. He walks through the door and I'm like, oh, I've just got 10 more minutes, which, you know, means an hour.
Yeah. And we don't realize the false economy we're doing.
No.
We think, and I did for sure, that sitting at my desk and eating lunch, skipping breakfast, not going, like Wendy knows, I've said it on the podcast, I'd go days and not even step out of the house.
Yeah.
So not just not, like, you know, go outside as in go for a walk, as in I wouldn't even physically leave the front door or go into the garden, especially if it's winter, because I'd think, well, that's a waste of my time. And I you know, instead of doing that 30-minute walk, or instead of sitting down having my dinner downstairs, I could just be doing this and it's far more efficient and far quicker. And it is seriously the biggest false economy ever, totally, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the problem is, you know, you're not refreshed. So even the simple act of stopping for lunch and having a short walk, just reset your energy levels massively. But if you take that to the extreme and you take it after several years, then your body will tell you, your body will just say, forget it. I'm not doing it. And then I deal with clients who have chronic fatigue and they literally cannot get out of bed in the morning. Now, for me, it's that balance, isn't it? You know, let's do some little things, something that's, you know, achievable. I'm not going to ask you to make your own hummus every day, but something that's achievable that you can do, rather than say the risk is that you aren't going to be able to do that thing that you love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so you just said something there that I want to pick up on, which is, again, another reason why I love Wendy so much, but why I personally chose to work with her, is that Wendy is very realistic in the sense of your life. Okay. So I have a very petulant child inside of me that when someone says, don't do this, like you must do this and you must not do this, I choose to do the complete opposite, because I'm sure there's some deep-seated something that my therapist can pull out, but like, I'm just not very good at someone telling what to do. And I guess in the past, like, I don't know, boyfriends or whatever have been like, oh, and I, friends, mums, are you going to eat that? So then I eat three, because it's like, how dare you?
Yep.
Whereas Wendy never did that. And also Wendy doesn't expect for you not to live your life. Like Wendy knows, as you lot do, I love a gin and a fizz and a wine all in the same night. but like Wendy's not saying to me, in order to improve your health, you must cut everything out. And I think that's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, because we have to live, don't we? Yeah. You know, and it's just not realistic. It's not doable. And I think going back to what you said about kind of rebelling, I have some of that in me as well. And maybe that's why I have a different attitude. So I'm always about what can we add? What extra can we do? Because naturally we'll crowd out maybe the bad stuff. And if the good stuff crowds out the bad, that's always my, you know, what's the alternative? What can we do? And is it better? So, you know, is it a case of I like a drink as well. You know, I do. Pizza is my favorite food. Just point it out there. So for me, it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to not have pizza, but can I have half a pizza with some salad and I'm still having what I want? And that's better than a pizza. And that's how I view it is what was the alternative? And if what we're doing is better than that, then great. It's a step in the right direction. And if that's the only step we can make, that's something, but it's still a step in the right direction. Mm. And I also think as business owner as well, as, you know, as grown up adults, you're like, you don't want someone telling you what to do. That does get my back against the wall. I'm just like you. You're like, you can't have it. You're like, also it makes me think about it. If someone says I can't have it, I'm thinking about it all the time. So I think it's more a case of like, yes, you can have it. You know, what are the potential consequences? You're a celiac. So, you know, we've talked about this before. You just can't have gluten. Mm. That's the way it is. But actually, you know, we all know alcohol's not great for us. But if you're going out with your friends, you know, it's a difficult one because it's quite socially acceptable, isn't it? And I also think there is almost an element of that, you know, it's almost not socially unacceptable, but your friends will go, well, come on, just have one.
It's almost a done thing. Like you said, if you don't, that seems to be more of a problem, which is quite, that's wrong, a whole thing in itself, isn't it?
It is. Honestly. It is. But I like the taste. You know, I love a really nice red wine that, you know, and on a cold winter's day, hot summer's day, get myself right in hot summer's day, I like a cold beer. That's where I was going with that. So, you know, so it is, and it's about living. So for me, what I want to do is give you some tips that will help you, but ultimately it should be about doing the best you can for yourself. So going out and enjoying yourself with friends and having a glass of wine, in my book, is never going to be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But not eating properly in the day, relying on takeouts and food that just isn't serving you and that you're not really enjoying and makes you feel really shitty, that isn't a good thing, is it? No, you know, wine, laughing, friends, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Horrible takeaway that makes me feel awful makes no sense to me.
No. And so I just want to touch on the fact of like, so you said that often people come to you when it comes to the point where it's so flipping obvious, right? And I just want to say, because I didn't necessarily come to you that way.
No.
I came to you, and like I said, I'm very honest and very open. I came to you because of my weight and because I wanted to lose weight. But at the point I came to Wendy was also the point I had a load of blood tests done. And basically they were all on their backside. Like they were bad. Like I was deficient in everything. And it was only then coming to Wendy with those things that then we realized how unwell I was. Because I think sometimes, and especially with me, and I think you'll know this from working with me, I didn't realize that isn't normal. Yeah. That like, maybe toilet habits aren't the same as everyone else, or that's not normal, or the sleep is not normal, or actually feeling exhausted all the time wasn't normal. Is that something you find that happens a lot?
Yeah, totally. So one of the things I remember you saying to me was, you did talk about energy and you were like, I just want to know, is this it? Mm. You know, is it meant to be like this? And you're like, actually, no, it shouldn't be. But yeah, I think, you know, one of the questions that I always say, like, I talk about bowel movements a lot. So I'm like, you know, well, how is your bowel movement? And people go, normal. And I'm like, well, tell me what normal is for you. And invariably normal for them is not what I would necessarily class as normal. And you have to be really careful. I can't then say to a client, well, actually that's abnormal, but you do have to work to it. And when I'm seeing a client on a one-to-one, part of my job is to kind of gather all the information and find out what's going on. And then ultimately when I'm writing a protocol is to make sure that it deals with their aims, what they've come to me about, but actually I'm probably working on lots of other things that you don't even know. Like you said, you know, that you think your energy is like that. You think that having that, you know, sleeping like that. I've never slept well. It's something I hear so often. Mm. I've never slept very well. Oh, I always wake up in the middle of the night. And you're like, well, actually, I mean, I'm a terrible sleeper as well. Well, I'm inconsistent. But for years before I did my training, I just didn't sleep for years, for about 10 years. I didn't sleep. And now I know that's not normal. And I know what it's like to have a good night's sleep. But it is about trying to get those basics right and those little simple things. And when someone comes to me, it's not my job to say that's not normal. But when I come on a podcast like this, I can say, actually, this is the optimum that we would like to have. So that then maybe it triggers something on your brain to go, oh, actually, I'm not having that. What can I do to make that better so that I don't? But yeah, ultimately people come to me going, they're at the end of their tether. They don't know what else to do. And it is a case of, is this it? But I feel like there should be more. I feel like I should have more energy. I feel like, you know, that I'm losing kind of that grip on it. And it can be as simple as that they're just like, this, it doesn't feel right, but I don't know what is. And there's so much information out there. You know, I deal with intelligent people who've had time to go and research and confuse themselves even more because there's so much stuff out there. And, you know, you can find, there's a McDonald's out there, McDonald's diet out there. There's a Greg's diet out there. It's just so confusing.
I mean, can we just be honest, people? If you're sat there thinking, oh, that sounds good, I'm going to try it. No, I'd probably do a bit of research into that if I was you. But you're right. The other thing is that, the reason I got diagnosed as celiac in the very first place, and I have some other health things, you know, just add it to my list. The reason I found them in the first place was because I got together with my now husband and we moved in together. And suddenly he starts going, you know, you complain your tummy hurts all the time. And I'm like, do I? And it never occurred to me. And I feel like, you know, just almost question everything, like almost go, okay. And also it's the awareness, because I wasn't even aware I was saying that. I wasn't aware of half the things that I've had. And we've discovered like huge things. And also the other thing I want to say, I'm going off on a tangent now, but the other thing I want to say that's so important is, obviously, I feel that I am very privileged that I get to pay for Wendy's service. I am in a very privileged position that I can afford to pay for Wendy's service. And, you know, Wendy is not millions and millions of pounds, so at least go and have a look. But if it hadn't been for the fact that I was with Wendy and working with her, I wouldn't have discovered half the stuff I'd got wrong with me. And Wendy and I are always very careful when we have this conversation, because we've had it before in my group and in other places. My sister works for the NHS. The NHS are amazing and brilliant. And we are not by any means saying they are terrible and awful. But you said yourself, Wendy, so, you know, a normal consultation with you is how long?
So an initial is an hour and a half and follow-up is 45 minutes minimum.
And what does a doctor have?
8 minutes.
I mean, you know, whether you think someone's amazing or not, that just isn't enough time.
What could I do? If I think, what could I do in 8 minutes?
Yeah.
It's not fair. No. And they just don't have the tools. And I think this, you know, that is part of the problem. But I think bringing you back to what you were saying about kind of like, you don't hear it, you don't realize it. And I think this is the problem, is we power through, we try to power through all the time, you know, and rely on those kind of things like caffeine and sugar to get us through. So it's kind of like, you know, well, I always have an afternoon slump, so I always have a cup of coffee and I always have a biscuit because it's what gets me through the rest of the day. And that, you know, is typical of what I hear, because we don't have time to stop, you know. As a business owner, you go, well, you know, I haven't got time for a proper lunch, so I'll work till 3 and have a cup of coffee and a biscuit because that gives me the energy to work, you know, work through. But then not putting two and two together to go in, actually, is that why I can't sleep at night? And is that why I've got digestive issues?
Yeah.
Is because that's what I'm doing, because that's the only thing that I know that will get me through the day.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned that in terms of like, this is what's so cool and so frustrating about our bodies, is that so much is connected to so much.
Yeah.
So like, you will not put two and two together. I certainly, and as Wendy said, I'd like to think I'm on the list of intelligent clients, you know, like, or like you said, I Google stuff and then suddenly I think it's something else, but you wouldn't put together that thing that you're experiencing with that thing actually is to do with this thing over here. Like, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then it all becomes kind of, it gets even worse, doesn't it? Because then I'll start talking about stuff like cortisol and melatonin, which, you know, is our wake hormone and our sleep hormone. And yes, okay, we're getting a bit highbrow here, but then that's really important, because if you're working really late and you're, you know, on deadlines and things like that, then that's cortisol related action. And as business owners, we will be high cortisol most of the time because we're high achievers. We want to deliver that service for our client. You know, we want want to get that project out, and we, you know, we need to earn the money. So we might need to work extra hours, or we're working in the evening, which then affects all the other things, because we're not calming down. So then we're not getting the good sleep that we want, which means we're not getting the repair. It also means that we've got cortisol at the wrong time of the day. So then we're knackered in the morning. We can't get out of bed because we haven't had that cortisol high in the morning. We actually, it's a bit like your body clock, mm-hmm. and it starts to get skewed. And if you're working late into the night, you know, consistently, then you won't have the levels in the morning which get you out of bed. That's the thing that gets you up in the morning, and you get all this dysregulation. And so then again, you're relying on caffeine to keep you awake because you need to work into the night, but then you can't get up in the morning.
And
it's hormone related, and it's such a vicious cycle, and little tiny things can help it. But also, you know, you have to work within the realms of what you can do. If you need to work late at night, then you've got to do it, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's so hard.
But it's not to say that you can't make the improvement, though. Like you said, the difference between you and a diet out there is that it's off the shelf advice and it's you do this. Whereas you look at someone, how they live and work and interact. And Wendy's, and this is the other reason, there's so many reasons I love Wendy, but the other reason is like Wendy loves her food. Wendy lives to eat, as do I. Like, and I remember going to Weight Watchers once many, many, many years ago, and them saying to me, to the room, if you want a snack, instead of having like some crisps or chocolate, why not have an apple? And I swear to God, I just, you know, like that Fat Fighters or whatever it is that Little Britain used to do. It was like that. It's humiliating. And it's like, well, do you know what? If I want some crisps, I want some crisps.
Yes.
I don't want an apple. And, you know, and it's things like that. So it's like, it's the realism of, yes, you know that you want to put better food inside of us. And it all comes back to that, doesn't it? And I'm starting to realize that everything comes back to what we're putting inside our bodies and what we have on our bodies and that sort of thing. But like, you know, if you want us to put food in our bodies that we love eating, that we still really enjoy eating and drinking, and that's the key thing, because I've done diets before, and when my motivation is there, I can stick to it like no one's business, but I'm miserable. And
it takes the joy out. It takes the joy. Who wants to take the joy out of life? Mm. You know, if that's what you want. And so, you know, the crisp analogy is a perfect one. So I would be saying, right, where's a really good quality crisp? So rather than having those ones that are full of additives and stuff, what's the best quality one that we can get? And doing that, you know, I used to, I haven't been, obviously because of the pandemic and stuff, I haven't been to many business meetings, but I used to go to business and people would literally, no one wanted to sit with me. No one wanted to sit on the same table as me, because it was like, oh no, Wendy's there and I can't eat anything. And then everyone then would scrutinize my food.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, have you got bread? And like, yeah, why not? You know? And like, are you putting butter on that bread? I'm like, yes.
I like
it. And a bit like you, and I might have another piece as well.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm going to put more butter on now.
Extra butter.
Yeah.
But it is that, you know, I love my food and I don't want to take the joy out of it. But for me, it's about eating real food, proper food that tastes really good, you know, that you're going to really enjoy. And I like it. Well, I used to actually only go on networking meetings if it was a good lunch. If it was a bad lunch, I wouldn't go.
Yeah. No. Like bad breakfast, bad lunch.
Oh God.
Count me out. Food is like the be all and end all for me. It's like the thing, like our weekends. And again, Wendy knows all this. She knows me very well. Like our weekends are spent, where are we eating and drinking? Like that's our weekends. And Wendy knows I'm not going to forgo that. I'm not going to, you know, because that's part of my life and how we relax. And again, you know, it's working within the realms, but also making good decisions. So I want to say a couple of things and then I've got another question. So the first thing I want to say is, obviously, Wendy's worked with me with a lot of things, and without having to go into all the details, I'm sure everyone does not want to hear all the ins and outs of my health. I had a lot of things that you physically can't see. So I was deficient in a lot of things. I had a lot of symptoms of like how exhausted I was and how I couldn't function in particular ways because my body wasn't quite working as it should have been. And the reason I'm saying this is because I feel like I'm the worst advert for you, Wendy, because I went to Wendy to lose weight and I haven't lost weight. And I want to address that because I don't want anybody looking at me going, well, Wendy doesn't work, does she? Because she's lost no weight. Basically, we have been through a journey and a half, haven't we, Wendy?
We have.
We have done everything. We have done My diet has improved no end. I eat really well now. I reduced how much I drink. I do supplements, which I'll come to about questioning supplements in a minute. Basically, health-wise, I feel like, you know, from a look at my health, I feel like I could show off about it. Like, let's compare what you had for lunch today and I'll show you what I had. Like, it's that good. I'm a bit smug. But for whatever reason, and believe me, this is still a huge frustration for both Wendy and I that we are still working on. And we are now going down other routes and more tests and things like that, because there is something not quite right here, because I'm not losing weight. And there is no reason why I shouldn't be. And also, I just want to say, with love, I appreciate if you're sat there thinking, oh, this one thing would work, Teresa. I promise Wendy and I have got it all sewn up, okay? I am with the right person. I am doing all the right things. There is something more inside my body that is not adding up. I have an underactive thyroid. I will explain that. That's obviously led to my weight, and we're working on that and various things. So I'm not saying it because I think there's a cure out there that someone can now DM me and tell me. I really don't need
you. Not want that turmeric with lemon juice thing that everyone will tell you to take in the morning.
I'm all right. So I'm not saying this so to invite, suggestions of how I could lose weight. That's not the case. But I just wanted to say it because I don't want people looking at Wendy going, oh, well, she didn't work for her, did it? So,
but I think, and again, I think this is part of, this is the problem with society as a whole, is we put measures on everything. Mm-hmm. We put numbers on everything. So actually for me, you know, you look so healthy. You've got great energy. Mm. Like we said, we know there's been other things going on that we know
we've
done a lot of work. Yeah. Work on. And the problem is as a society, we just see that one thing, don't we?
Yeah.
And that's all we see, you know. And there could be a really unhealthy skinny person standing next to you, and you'd go, who's the healthiest? And they would automatically pick that skinny person. And that is just so not right. And it goes, you know, and it goes back to that whole, you know, calories in, calories out. It's not as simple as that. There is so much more involved in, you know, in that process. You know, as we spoke about a minute ago, cortisol could have a big factor on it. You know, like, so you've got a thyroid issue. There is so much else going on, and it is frustrating, and I get it. And I'm a bit frustrated as well.
Yeah, we both are, because we both know how good we're doing and how much we've improved and how, and it's just like, there's this one thing left that we need to fix. But of course, it's the one thing that everyone sees.
You can see, you know, and for me, I'm going like, you look, you know, but you're eating really well. You're doing really well. Remember how far we've come.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part, is I think as a society, we just put such a thing on numbers. And that's why the diet industry works as it does, is people do come to me and say, I want to feel healthier. That's what they do. But generally, people don't sit there and say that. People listening to this will be saying, oh, but I just want to lose some weight. And if I go to Slimming World or Weight Watchers, they almost guarantee that I'll lose weight.
Yeah.
And yeah, you will. But you get to that 12 weeks, 18 weeks, 24 weeks, however long it takes you to lose that stone, two stone, what you've got to lose. What have you learned? You know, how are you going to deal with that?
And that's the thing. And in all honesty, Wendy does not encourage calorie counting. But because I'm arguing with a doctor at the moment about something else, I counted my calories after I'd eaten them, FYI. So this was not a case of, can I afford to eat this? Have I got the calories for it? Because I know that's not where Wendy comes from, because it's not about that, as we've said. But even though I counted them and I am well within any realm of what I should be, I still didn't lose weight. So it's really not that simple. And like I said, please don't DM me, give me all your advice. I appreciate that you're being kind and thoughtful, but honestly, we've got it wrapped up. So I talked about there that one of the things we've done is we've added some supplements in.
Yes.
To my diet. And I know that lots of people I talk to go, oh yeah, I take a multivitamin. Like, let's just touch on that a second in terms of why you would add supplements, you know, in addition to food, and how that works, and whether just adding a multivitamin is like the thing.
So what a big question.
Sorry, just like, and can you give me a three-word answer? Thanks.
Yeah. Can I have another podcast episode for this? So always for me, lifestyle is first. So even as a nutritionist, lifestyle is the first thing that I look at. Food is the second thing I look at. And then supplementation and prescription medication kind of sits under that. Mm. Now, for me, when I'm working with a client one-to-one, I might supplement to give them a boost to where they need to be. So if they've got low levels, or if I think this is going to help them, give them more energy, for example, help them sleep better. So we might put something in the protocol to help them with that. But ultimately, I want lifestyle and food to be as near as damn all you need. So I'm not a huge fan of supplementation forever. Multivitamins, some are really good, some are really bad. This is part of the problem. Mm-hmm. So it's about kind of getting the right level. So a multivitamin is never going to do you any harm, but sometimes it might not really do you any good either. Mm-hmm. If the levels are pretty low, what are you taking it for? What do you want to achieve? Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like getting a feather, you know, and giving it a little bit of a tickle, and it's not really getting what you want. So, you know, if you're not sleeping, then you want a really good sleep supplement. If you've got no energy, then we want to get something in there that's going to give you loads of energy. You know, it's about being much more targeted, and the supplement industry is worth so much money.
I guess it's like the pharmacy industry.
My rules are, I've got a couple of rules. So my rules are, don't buy your food from where you fill up your car with fuel, and don't buy your supplements from where you buy your food. Those are my two rules.
Oh, that is so funny. And last night I went to somewhere you buy your petrol from. However, it was a Marks and Spencer's food to go. So I felt that was okay.
That feels like that's okay. Yeah, that feels a bit better. But the supplements you get from the supermarket, you know, you're like, oh yeah, well, I got my multivit. And it was like, I might give someone a multivit. And it's like, say, I don't know, it's 30 quid for like 60 capsules. And they're going, oh yeah, but the one I buy is only £8. Yeah. And it's sometimes a buy two, get one for a penny offer. And you're like, because it's got like 1 milligram of zinc in, and the one that I'm giving you has got 7.5 milligrams of zinc in it. So it's about what levels it's got in there. And, you know, it really is, it's really hard. And yeah, I'm just not a fan of the, like, that carte blanche, everyone needs a multi. Yeah. And lots of nutritional therapists kind of do that. It's kind of like, oh, first thing, put a multi on there. And I'm like, well, no, actually, if I'm going to do it, you know, I didn't spend 3 years slogging my guts out to give everyone a multivitamin, quite frankly.
Yeah. It's a little bit more to it than just that, I'm sure. Every lesson, if in doubt, just give them a multivitamin.
Multivitamin,
And again, like, this is why, and it's funny because it is like a bit of an open book. And once you start digging, Wendy's like, you know, it's like a flipping novel that she has to work her way around, because it depends on you, who you are, what you've got. I'm celiac, so Wendy's just suggested I take something for my gut at the moment, because we think there's probably, you know, there's been a lot of damage over all these years of me eating gluten without realizing. You know, things like, in the UK, lots of us should take vitamin D, shouldn't they? Ideally in the winter.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's probably the only vitamin that I would say everyone should have.
Yeah.
Is vitamin, particularly where we are, is, you know, winter months, we can't get enough vitamin D. That's the end of it. You know, there is no if, buts or maybes. So yes, vitamin D, it's essential for everyone to take it in winter months if they live in the UK. You know, and there are some that, you know, magnesium, if you're really stressed, we burn through it. That's kind of one that, you know, it's never going to hurt you to do it. And I said a multi doesn't hurt, but it's just like, I just don't feel like there's any point in taking it if it's not really doing something productive. If you're not going to get a result from it, if you stop taking it, you don't notice, then was there any point in taking it in the first place?
Yeah. And honestly, I think that's the whole point. We think we're doing really well because we're taking it. And yet we're not actually going back to that paying attention and questioning everything, seeing whether it worked. So there's a couple of things I want to ask you before we finish, because I said to Wendy, we'll see how we get on with time, because I don't want to be too long, but I knew we'd just talk, which, you know, we're good at talking, aren't we, Wendy?
Yeah.
So the first thing I was going to ask you before we talk about how people work with you is, if, like, and this is the most sweeping question in the world, but I know you'll be able to answer it. If someone's listening and they think, like, what 1, 2, 3 things can I do today for myself, what would you say?
It's so easy. This is the best question you could have asked me. So thank you. So anyone that's listening to this now, the first thing I would say is drink more water. It is just the most basic thing.
She picks up water, takes a drink.
The most basic thing. And as you know, anyone, but particularly as business owners, first signs of like sort of dehydration, our brains are like 80 to 90% water. So, you know, kind of lack of concentration, that brain fog, that, you know, kind of not being able to concentrate, water. Simplest thing. Great for your skin as well. You know, you'll really see the differences and your skin will plump up. You know, women of a certain age, if you're getting a bit haggard, how much water are you having? Yeah. That will plump up your skin no end. The amount of times I used to go on holiday and think, oh, the sun, it's so good for my skin. No, because when I went on holiday, I drank lots of water because I knew I'd get dehydrated.
Yes.
And I come back looking all glowing.
Yeah.
So for years, I was thinking it was the sun. And actually, it wasn't. It was the fact that I drank 2 litres of water every day when I was on holiday. Yeah. Because that's what you did when you lay on a beach in Greece for like 2 weeks.
Exactly. And it's hot. So you want that water.
You want the water. So water is the first thing. And then thinking about eating 3 meals a day, rather than this kind of grazing and snacking, is eating, just eat 3 times a day. Pack yourself a lunch up. You probably do it for the kids. You probably do it for your husband. Pack a lunch, put it in the fridge and have a lunch. Make sure you have a proper sort of lunch break every day. And move a bit more, to just move around a bit. So easy to sit still at your desk all day, get to the end of the day and you've done 2,000 steps. So if you can go for a little walk at lunchtime, get some fresh air, it's a brilliant, you know, it really is. It doesn't have to be millions and millions of steps and ages, just a 20-minute walk around the block. Lots of the European countries have proper lunch breaks, longer lunch breaks. And there's been studies to show that their productivity levels are just at the same as ours. But we're the ones that sit there, you know, eating at your desk and trying to multitask. And, you know, you talk about multitasking all the time. Yeah, it's not possible, is it?
Yeah, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Not a thing.
So if you take that time away, you need to be, to process your food, you need to be in your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest. And the clue is in the name, digest.
Yeah.
So if you are eating food while you are stressed, working, trying to answer a call, deal with all the stuff that's going on, you won't digest that food. So taking just 10 minutes away from your desk to eat your food, 10-minute walk around the block, you'll come back refreshed and able to, you know, to carry on for the rest of the day without needing the caffeine and sugar to get you through.
Yeah, yeah. So there are a million gazillion things I've learned from Wendy, like craziness. And you know, the best thing actually for me in all the time I've worked with you is I love the diet I have, the good diet I have. I love the food I eat. I love the fact that I feel good. So whereas in the past, it always felt like the motivation was needed, I think what you've been able to do, which so many people can't do, is over time be tweaking and tweaking and tweaking and tweaking till it gets to a point where I look at my diet today and I look at my diet from 2 years ago and it's completely different. Yeah. And yet it doesn't feel like it's any different, because it's happened and we've introduced that and actually that's really nice. So I'm going to continue having that, or we've changed this and then my tastes have changed and all this amazing good stuff. So like I said, I've had the privilege to work one-to-one with Wendy and she offers one-to-one packages, but also I am in Wendy's membership, which is too good. Like I tell Wendy, FYI, to put the price up all the flipping time. And you'd be glad to hear, for you lot listening, that the price isn't going to where I wanted to put it to. So tell us how people can work with you, Wendy.
So obviously there's the one-to-one work as well, but I love my membership. So that's kind of my entry. I love it. And, you know, I've got lots of lovely ladies in there. It's called the Fabulous and Female membership. Mm-hmm. So you can find me at fabfemale.co.uk and I love it. And it's great. And it is low cost and it's my opportunity to go in there and talk like this all the time and just pass on that information. And we have a different topic every month. So in March, we're going to be talking all month about sleep. So all different things that we can do to help us sleep. So some lifestyle stuff, some diet stuff, some supplement stuff, but I love it. It's just an opportunity to kind of have a chat and it's really supportive. But actually what I also do, so I do a couple of, through the year, I do some transformation programs, which again, I love.
And member, the amazing Caroline has been doing it with you and came on a call the other day and I was like, you look flipping phenomenal. The difference in her face was unbelievable.
I love it. And it really is a true transformation. I'm not just saying that because I run it. It's amazing. It's 5 weeks and it's commitment. You know, there's a big supplement protocol. We do a lot of it, food exclusions. We do a real gut heal protocol. So it's, you know, it's a good commitment and it's a good chunk of money as well, but it's a real, it is a true transformation. So I'm in the middle of that. That's not going to be running again until June. But I suppose for me, for people who kind of don't know me, and maybe this is the first time they've kind of heard of me, is kind of my free one. So I call them, it's a female health MOT, and I'm running another one at the beginning of March. So that I think would be a great if people just wanted to come on and kind of really understand a bit more about me and what that kind of I'm trying to do. So it's a female health MOT. It does what it says on the tin. It's 5 days with me, super simple, actionable tips that you can just do that by the end of the week, you kind of, hopefully you'll be going, that was so easy. I'd forgotten, and I feel better after just 5 days. And that's for me, getting people into my world. The more people I can talk to, the better. That's, you know, what I want to do. I don't want people to have to come to the one-to-one.
No.
It's great. But actually, I'd love to be able to reach them before then.
And I think for me, the reason I'm still going on with the one-to-one is because we know there's something else wrong that we've not got to the bottom to. Like, from a health point of view, and this was what's so annoying, like literally we've like that tick, that tick, that tick. And there's this one flipping line at the bottom of our very long list that we fixed of things that's, have I lost weight? No. So that's the reason I'm carrying on the one-to-one. But if you come into the group, the stuff you get, like how much is the price today? And as this podcast stands today, what's the price, Wendy?
£18 a month.
Like what the, and I, you know, I like to like, you know, put it against something I would buy. Now, there's not even a bottle of gin I would buy for £18. Like a good one, you're talking at least 30.
Yeah.
But Wendy does these amazing cook-alongs. She does these amazing demonstrations of things that she cooks. So it's not even just like, you know, eat this thing or have more of this. She will literally put her, you know, she goes live. She's got a camera in her kitchen, which is lovely. And she's cooking the food. And as she's cooking the food, she's going, and the reason we're adding the other day, you were adding sprouts. I think it was when you were doing the chicken, you were adding sprouts and you're like, the reason we have sprouts is because this is really good for this. If you're struggling with this, this is good. Honestly, everyone needs Wendy. Everyone needs Wendy. So if you are sat there thinking, you know, well, I think I'm all right, but I'd like to improve things a little, or maybe it's worth having a look, then absolutely. We're going to link up to everything. And have a look at Wendy's free 5-day thing. That's excellent.
Female Health MOT.
Thank you very much. And also Wendy's membership is so good. And if you do think, you know, actually there are some more things, and definitely do contact her about the one-to-one stuff, because for me, it has been transformational. I said to someone the other day, if I didn't have Wendy, I didn't have Beth, my therapist, and I didn't have the woman who does reflexology and massage, I would be not even a hot mess. I would just be a straight up mess. Probably wouldn't have a business, quite honestly, because I'd be flipping a heap on the floor. So yeah, she's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you. And I love working with you too.
Oh, I'm hard work, FYI, people. I am grumpy.
You're not.
I am like, why do we fix this already? I am hard work, but she's been amazing. So yeah, I highly recommend you go and check out Wendy's stuff and see what she's got to say, because there's so much more she can teach you that we have literally scratched the surface. So Wendy, thank you so, so much. Where do you hang out, Wendy? What's your favourite?
So I'm on Instagram at Hillstart Nutrition, or you could listen to my podcast, because I do have a podcast as well. And it's called Are You Really Going to Eat That?
Love it.
Answer often is yes, but yeah. Yes. So
love it. Thank you so much, Wendy. I really appreciate you being on.
Cheers.
There we go. That was the lovely Wendy. I loved a bit. And I knew we'd talk too much because we're both pretty good at talking. But I really hope you got some stuff from that. And I really hope you can try some of the things she said. She is amazing. Do go and check out her membership. I will link to it in my show notes. And yeah, honestly, she should put the price up. And I keep telling her. So one day she might take my advice. So if you do want to join, I'd get in now. But I highly recommend it. Like I said, I'm in there. It really is brilliant. And she's so good at what she does. And she's so very passionate. And I love that about people. I love people who have a passion for what they do. So do go check Wendy out. Check out her podcast. She is wonderful. Okay, I'm going to be back next week with a solo episode. Until then, have a lovely week. Thank you so much for listening to Your Dream Business Podcast. And if you loved this episode, then please feel free to go and share it on your social media or head over to iTunes and give me a review. I would be so very grateful.